Hello.
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 Yes.
Hi, how you doing today, sir? Am I speaking with Gary?
Yes.
Awesome. Mr. Ritter, my name is Anthony, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, Mr. Ritter, if you don't mind me asking, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet like newspaper, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Great. Are you 18 or older and registered
older.
To vote?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Just allow me a couple of moments, okay, sir? And, Mr. Ritter, I know it's a long way off, but how likely are you to vote in November 2024 for elections for president, Congress?
I always vote.
So you would always vote, okay.
Yep.
Okay. Just allow me a couple of moments. And what is your age?
70.
Great.
Woman.
Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Great. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I'd like for you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, the opposite. Very cold and unfavorable. And 50, well, you're in the middle. Okay? If you never heard of that particular person, organization, or idea, you can let me know, okay? If you have no opinion, just let me know. How do you feel about Joe Biden? From 0 to 100.
Zero.
What about charter schools?
50.
50, okay. Let me go ahead and get that in there for you. Okay. What about Moms for Liberty?
Good.
100, okay. What about woke culture or wokeism?
What is that?
You know, that's the inclusive culture, you know, the one where I woke. We can say that you've never heard of them or have no opinion.
No opinion.
No opinion? Okay. What about Donald Trump?
I think a lot of it.
Okay. So that'll be 100?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about public schools?
100.
Okay. What about the National Education Association? Or NEA?
I don't think much of it. Oh, 50 maybe.
50, okay. What about public school teachers?
50.
What about the U.S. Department of Education?
50.
Okay. Now, Just allow me a couple of moments, okay? Just stay with me. I truly thank you for helping me out, filling this particular survey out, okay, sir? I do truly
okay.
thank you. Just allow me a couple yep. of moments, okay? Now,
right.
just 1 second. I'm waiting on the next portion of this particular survey to be loaded. I'm very sorry about that, okay? Okay.
Right.
Now, let me go ahead and just 1 second. Just 1 second. I do truly apologize, okay, sir?
Mm-hmm.
I do truly apologize for this consuming of time. But I do truly appreciate you having the patience to be with us, okay? Just allow me a couple of moments. Just 1 second. Let me go ahead and just allow me a couple of moments, okay? And okay. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, is staying the same, or growing worse?
I kind of think they're getting worse.
Okay. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5, somewhat, 0, not very well. Okay? You can use any number between 0 and 10. Develop critical thinking skills. Would you say that they've
heard? Eight.
Very, 8, okay. What about grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
I would say about 6.
Okay. What about be ready for higher education, like college?
Oh, I'd say 8.
What about understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
Not very good. I'd say probably 5.
5. What about develop social skills?
I think school does a lot on that. Yes. I'd say 9.
9, okay. What about compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
I'd say about a 6.
6, okay. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Not enough.
Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory? Or CRT, a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Race theory, I hear it all the time.
Okay, so you can say a lot?
Yes, a lot.
As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is that actually taught in kindergarten to 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I don't agree. No.
Would you say you disagree somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all. I think there's more of it in there than there ever was.
Could you please tell me?
Figure it out.
Could you please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements? Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Would you agree or disagree?
I disagree because it's all over the news. It's all over everywhere. It's getting so sickening. It isn't even fun to even watch the news anymore. I mean, they can point a gun at a policeman and a policeman gets shot because he can't shoot first. There's just so many things going on. We're seeing that all the time, and we're all trying to be good and be good people, but it just seems like the more we want to be good and the more they join us, the more they say they were slaves, and they were never slaves. Their parents or grandparents were. All of our grandparents were at one time, you know. I gotta get going, but I appreciate you calling.
We're almost done. Could you please allow me just to continue a little bit so that we can finish and complete the survey? A couple of minutes.
All right.
Okay. So you would disagree with that one strongly or somewhat?
Pretty strongly.
Now, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree because some of the teachers that I know and have talked to are pretty radical.
Okay.
And some of them, when it comes to common sense, they're very bright people, and common sense, they have none.
Okay. Now, would that be strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat disagreement. Okay. Now, teachers and professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children, individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree. I think parents should always have an...
Always have, okay. So would you disagree strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. Now, now I'm going to read to you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, please tell me if you would support it or not support it. Make it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries that see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Would you support or oppose that?
Well, I don't think anything pornographic or anything should ever be in there. No.
Okay. So would you support making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that believe deal improperly with racial issues? Would you support making it easier? Okay. Is strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Would you support giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school?
I don't think so. No, because no.
Would you oppose it somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat, yes. Parents.
What about
the educators?
Would you support increasing discipline in schools?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat. They need more discipline in the schools, yes.
Would you support adding an ethnic studies unit to the kindergarten through 12th grade public school curriculum?
Yeah. Yes.
Would you support it strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat. I'm kind of in the middle here. I don't.
Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
I don't.
So you would oppose?
Okay. Yes, I would oppose, especially
somewhat or strongly.
Strongly.
Okay. Now we're almost done. Okay. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten to 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the curriculum from kindergarten to 12th grade public school?
No, I don't. I think there is enough out there that...
Would you strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
I strongly oppose it. Yes, they're
I only have, let me go ahead and, one more minute, I swear. Next I'm going to read to you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, 5 somewhat convincing, and 0 not all convincing. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that can say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Would that be convincing or not convincing? From 0 to 10, you can choose any number.
5.
Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high in 2023. It's likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, and discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. Would you consider that convincing or not convincing? From 0 to 10.
I don't know how to answer that. I'm not racist against anyone or anything, but
okay.
I don't think LGBTQ or whatever it is should ever be publicized to children, that are young children, to even think that's right. It isn't right.
Understandable, sir. Now, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math, equations, or learning a spell. It is also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? The school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. Would that be convincing at all or not convincing at all? From 0 to 10, how would you grade that particular statement?
About a 4.
Okay.
It's all our news does everything that needs to be done, and it's horrible, I think, so...
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Would you agree or disagree?
Oh, I think it's fine that they learn about it. I don't know that we need to spend our time and our education for our children trying to teach them it and wasting it on something else where they can learn it on their own anytime they want.
So we can say that you would agree somewhat or
somewhat,
disagree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
teachers
somewhat.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I think parents have a right to at least know what's going on in the school, and trustworthy teachers are getting far and further behind.
Okay. So you would disagree. So you would disagree?
Yeah.
Okay. Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat. I don't know. Yeah.
The last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
Okay. High school graduate.
Right.
Now, which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed? Retired?
Yes.
Or you're employed? Okay.
Not retired.
Oh, you
I'm
are
not retired. No, I'm 71 years old and I'm still working. I'm a lineman at a power company.
Oh, okay. Are you married? And married?
Yes.
And with a partner? Okay, so you're married.
Yes.
Regardless of have you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I am a Republican, but I have voted Democrat many a time.
So, are you a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
I'm not a strong Republican. I just go by what we have.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, they're all grown up.
Wow, great. You're very lucky. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No. No. No.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I think I'm conservative.
Somewhat or very?
Yes.
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever. My wife goes every Sunday. My wife goes every Sunday.
Okay. Now, for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again, evangelical, or fundamentalist Christian?
Christian.
Would that apply to you? Or someone in the household? Okay.
And my wife.
Okay.
Yes. Methodist.
Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Would that be you or someone in your household?
My household.
Okay.
My wife.
Great. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay. Well, sir, thank you very much. We are complete with this survey. I truly thank you, sir. Thank you for your time
thank
and
you.
Your patience and your opinion. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Mm-hmm. You too. Bye.
Spanish talking, huh, who's there?